have found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey everybody, good afternoon to you on a freezing Tuesday here in the capital city. Jim and Trent, we say hello to you. We roll till 5 o'clock today. Then we have, of course, the Hawkeye Huddle. Coming up today on the program, 420, Alex Halstead. He will join us live from Memphis. Iowa State getting ready for their big Liberty Bowl matchup this weekend, and they are matched up against Memphis. Trent, how are you, pal? And happy holidays to you again.
Same to you, Jimmy B. Hope you enjoyed your respite. And
yeah, it was great.
You're raring to go. Back at it again.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing to get Brinson back in the saddle, so... Got to see the kids a little bit, and you're raring to go. We got bowl games this week. We got one in the books, Utah with the win. So I figure you got to be happy as a clam right now.
I'm ready to go. I mean, this is going to be one of the best weeks that we have had in some time. We had some basketball this past weekend. Iowa had a victory over Colorado, and Iowa State played, I don't know, I forget, in one of the worst college basketball games that I think anybody could ever watch, although Iowa State won.
Yeah, not a whole lot to be said. We said last week, Jim, we were just going to bury that one forever. Nobody will ever be bouncing their kid on the knee talking about the day that Iowa State beat Maryland Eastern Shore 55-49. We're going to flush that one away. Big 12 conference play gets going this week. It'll start up on Friday night. Kansas State comes to town. And, you know, I was pondering this a little bit earlier, Jim, with so many people, 20, 25,000 people making their way to Memphis, Iowa State fans. What's the environment going to be like in Hilton on Friday night? Most everybody will be gone. You're not going to have students there. There'll be people there, but it's just going to be a completely different environment, I think, than what we're normally used to in a spot that starts off very important for Iowa State. If we're going to talk about this team being a tournament team, I think they have to get to 2-1, maybe even 3-0 through those first three games. I just wonder what the environment's going to be. A Friday night, not a normal night for college basketball, just kind of a lot of weird factors in play there for that first Big 12 conference game.
I'm with you on that. I agree. Look, they'll have a decent showing because Iowa State fans show up no matter what. But you're right. It's not going to be the packed house at Hilton. It's not going to be the rowdiness that the student sections bring, and they are right on the court where student sections should be. And it makes a big, big, big difference in that building, Trent. So I'm with you. I think they have to get out of the gate, meaning Iowa State, at least 2-1, and I'm with you as well. I think 3-0 would be go a long way to help them. But I think you're right. I think a lot of people have made their way or are making their way to Memphis as we speak, and they're ready to throw it down on Beale Street and have a great time, and hopefully they will see an Iowa State football victory over the hometown Memphis Tigers. Look, that bowl game is going to have a great environment. The game is sold out, and you're going to have almost as many Iowa State fans there as you will Memphis fans, even though it's in the Memphis stadium where they play every game. So it's going to be a terrific atmosphere, but I agree with you. If I were Iowa State, I'd be a little concerned about what you're going to get on the basketball court come Friday night.
We'll see what the crowd's going to be for that one. Taking you back, Jimmy B, to where I was on Friday night. The Pentagon, that place is awesome. It is a great, great arena. Brand new complex up there. The Sanford people who run hospitals and a bunch of other things. Just a huge corporation up there. They did not spare any expense. The building is absolutely beautiful. A great outside area where, you know, they had inflatables set up in the concourse for the kids. They could play around in there. They were serving booze. That was great. It was really cool just to see everything. Had a chance to talk with Chad Greenway a little bit before the game. He was there, obviously a South Dakota kid. He did the opening ceremonial tip, threw up the jump ball to begin the ball game, but it was decidedly Hawkeye fans. You know, we were speculating how many of the 3,200 people in the building were going to be Iowa fans. There might have been 150 Colorado fans in the building. It was everybody else was Hawkeye fans, and just a great environment. And you wonder, is this something that Iowa needs to explore a little bit more? And Iowa State played there, and for people that were there that told me it was a great environment then, if Iowa and Iowa State need to look at doing something like this even more to spice up the non-conference, be able to play another name opponent, and I think it's something that they have to look at. With the 20-game conference schedule that's coming to the Big Ten starting next season, the Big Four Classic, what the future of that's going to be. If the Big Four Classic goes away, I think that's something they certainly need to look at and something that they need to figure out if that's something that makes sense for them, because the people in Northwest Iowa, they were very excited to have the Hawkeyes close to home.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. As you referenced, it's a building that seats like 3,500 people, that's all. And even though it's raucous and a fun environment, that's not a lot of folks where we even discussed, even though it wasn't a great crowd that they had for the Big Four Classic this year, not a lot of real positive buzz about it, they still had 13,000 people show up. So that's 10,000 more butts in the seats than that you have at the Pentagon. I get it. And I like to, it always cracks me up, Trent, and you'll love this. Well, yeah, we're going to play a neutral court game at the Pentagon. Sure, you tell Colorado that was a neutral court game. Yeah. Yeah, come on. That's a home court, if there is a home court. But I agree with you. I would have concerns. Now, the only thing that could really help the Big Four is A, if Iowa's real good, B, and Iowa State is real good, and C, if UNI once again is a competitive squad, which they generally are, and you know this, D, if Drake happens to become competitive. And I think then that would really kind of spice up the Big Four Classic once again. But, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. It was sort of like a ho-hum affair. All right, yeah, they're playing in Des Moines. Yeah, I guess we could go. I have a feeling that was kind of the attitude this year.
Jim, the event's on life support. I believe this thing is going to be going away sooner rather than later. And Iowa has an opt-out in their clause when they go to 20 games. So I think it's over. I think you have to look at the reality of it, and that's going to go away, and it's unfortunate. We're not going to get the home and homes ever again, but this is something that you have to look at in the future. And if you can get a big name opponent, big teams have played there in the past. You know, St. John's played Wisconsin there 1 year. We see Minnesota play up there a few times. It's just the reality is you have to look at different avenues. And I wonder, because it was such a great crowd, if Iowa looks at exploring some different venues. Way back in the day, back in the 90s, when Dr. Tom Davis was running the ship, they were not able to play a game in Carver in the NIT. So instead, they moved that game to the Mark and Moline, played it one of the best environments. People that were there just rave about how great that was. That was 20 years ago that they did that. And you wonder if Iowa looks at it and explores, you know what, 1 year we'll play in Sioux Falls, and another we'll play in Sioux City, where they have a venue, the Tyson Event Center, that seats 7,000. And you play a game in Cedar Rapids and move things around in a non-conference game. Now, again, you have to find the people that are going to pony up, who's going to pay the money to bring in those opponents like a Colorado, you know, to generate some excitement. But if that's something that is being explored and looking at going forward, because, like I said, the Big Four Classic, I think, is going to be dying. It's going to be wilting away. And if that's the case, well, this was a resounding success for Iowa. They got the victory. They played a native opponent. They got to go to an area that normally doesn't get to see Iowa if they explore doing this in different venues as well.
I'm with you on that. And look, that would be fun. It's always fun when you're in a situation where you're playing out of your comfort zone, which would be Carver Hawkeye. And so I just think that would be a fun idea. I mean, you still have home court advantage. It's not like that's going to go away. If you're in the state, it's not going to go away. But from an interest standpoint, fans around the state who don't get to go to Iowa City because they're so far away, I have a feeling that would probably be something that it wouldn't remedy the Big Four Classic, Trent, but I think that it would be maybe the next best thing where you could at least have an opportunity to give those fans a real treat by having their favorite team show up in their hometown.
And a saving grace, I think, of the Big Four, I think the only thing to maybe spruce it up is the idea that I had of going out there and having Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, Drake, find them, have them find opponents to play on a quote-unquote neutral floor, but turn it into, instead of a two-game event, turn to a four-game event.
And I agree.
You know, that's something that could work. I don't know. The problem is, you know, how do you talk teams into coming? How do you get Creighton to come here in Missouri and can't, you know, whoever it turns out to be, how do you talk programs and teams like that into that? More than likely to be a return trip than on a neutral floor. Like, if, all right, Iowa State, they get Missouri to come in. They're going to be the opponent for, well, then more than likely the following year, they're going to have to go down and play, like, somewhere in St. Louis, you know, something like that.
Sure.
To make it work, and scheduling becomes difficult, again, with the schedule, the way that it's set, the way that Iowa has the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Iowa State has the SEC Big 12 Challenge. You have those games that are already locked in. You play an exempt tournament. It just, there isn't a whole lot of wiggle room, and that's what happens here with the continued expansion of league schedules. The home and homes are never coming back, and I worry that the Big Four is going to go away just as quickly.
I'm with you on everything that you just said there. Okay, so when you were there for the hoop game, was there any talk at all about tomorrow's football game, the Pinstripe Bowl? Does anybody really care?
No. Not at all.
That's amazing. We care because we're in the media. Are we the only people that really care about what's going to take place tomorrow in New York City? Is that it?
Well, I mean, people watch. It's the Hawkeyes. Hawkeye fans are going to watch, but
yeah,
we don't know nobody's going. It's just it's a ho-hum end of the season, and win or lose, I don't think this is going to generate a whole lot of buzz. They go out and finally end the long bowl losing streak, and all right, you beat Boston College in New York City in an afternoon with nobody watching. Is that going to catapult this team to preseason top 25? I don't buy that. I don't think that's going to be anything that resonates across the country when people after the championship game are putting together that top 25. That's not going to be something that's going to lead to a lot of buzz. So, no, it's the reality of now the Big Ten of what it is and what they put together with their bowl slate. You know, they want seven teams out of 8 years to play out in New York, and Iowa drew the short straw this year, and there isn't buzz about it. People watch. People will be excited during the game. But you know, I was asking a couple buddies, hey, you doing anything for the game tomorrow? A couple of the guys said, oh, I might buzz out of work early, you know, just to see the game. But
right. Yeah.
Big game watches, anything like that. I'm not hearing a whole lot about that. I guess that's what happens when you're relegated playing on a Wednesday afternoon in the middle or at the end of December, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, you're playing in pretty much a nothing bowl. And it's just kind of one of those things that your win-loss record didn't get you really anywhere. And you had a moment of greatness when you buried Ohio State. But other than that, although I thought the win at Iowa State was a unbelievably terrific win for Iowa, and that game lived up to the hype. So would you say throughout the course of the season, the win on the road at Iowa State and the Ohio State blowout were the two biggest wins for Iowa this year?
Probably the two best wins. Yeah, absolutely.
Best wins, yeah.
Yeah, the win against Nebraska, even as bad as Nebraska is, against a program like that, you know, putting it to them in the second half the way they did, that left a good taste in the mouth of people, too. If that Iowa State game would have been later in the season, I think it would have, because at the time, we didn't know what Iowa State was going to come, you know, what they became by the time we got to October. It would have felt different, I think, if that was the case and the game was played later. But, yeah, good victory, some frustrating losses, but I still believe excitement for the future. I think that this program is on the right track. You know, we talked recruiting last week and what happened on signing day. Still a relatively young team, and I think there's hope for the future that they can get things certainly going in a positive direction. And we'll see what happens tomorrow, 4:15, right as we're talking right now, 24 hours from now, it will be ball in the air. We'll be getting going with the Pinstripe Bowl. Well, Jim, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to go to Memphis next. You spent some time on Beale Street, I'm going to guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some nights I don't really recall that well, but others I do. Yeah, yeah, I like Memphis. It's a great town.
I bet. Well, we'll get into it as we get ready for the Liberty Bowl. Alex Halstead, he is there, boots on the ground. We'll talk with Alex Halstead from 24/7 Sports, get his thoughts on what's happened with Iowa State. I know he was out of practice today and heard from Matt Campbell a little bit. We'll get into that. Coming up on the other side, we take you up until 6 o'clock, the Hawkeye Huddle. We'll take the airwaves tonight from 5 until 6 o'clock with Brett Ridge and Dave Creighton Jr. It's all to come here on 1700 KBGG.
Your home and away voice for UNI football, 1700 KBGG.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Sponsored by your locally owned Domino's. Domino's $7.99 large three-topping carryout offer is every day. So no matter what day it is, it's always a good day for pizza. Ask for this offer. Availability and charges may apply.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey talking about your money and your life.
This is a show where we take more calls than any other talk show in North America. The reason is we talk about you right in front of you every day. So thanks for being here.
The Dave Ramsey Show on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Count it down. Let's hear a great debt-free scream.
Three, two, one.
I'm debt-free! Yeah!
Caring Hands Food Pantry serves the residents of Southeast Polk School District as well as all of Bondurant and Pleasant Hill. If you live in this area or use the school system and find yourself in need of additional food at this time, come in Mondays or Wednesdays between 3 and 6 or on Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday between 11 and 1. You will need to bring in an ID for each member of your family and a piece of mail postmarked and delivered to you for each adult over 18 in order to register. There are no income requirements, no checking of employment, nor need to be signed up for any government or church charity program. We are here to help. If you need food, we have it for you. Caring Hands has been serving the Southeast Polk area for more than 20 years and is funded by charitable contributions from those of us in the community. Check out their website at caringhandsiowa.org.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at The Rookie Sports Card.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swing and a miss. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah, the word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We roll till 5 o'clock, and then the Hawkeye Huddle will have you from 5 until 6, and they'll be going live to New York City to get you ready for the Pinstripe Bowl with Iowa and Boston College tomorrow. Right now, we're headed live to Memphis, Tennessee, and joining us on the phone, Alex Halstead, right here on the Big Talker 1700, 24/7 Cyclone Alert. Alex, how are you, man, and are you having a good time in Memphis?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I got into Memphis last night, so haven't been out and explored too much yet. I know the big question I've gotten is how warm or cold, I guess, is it in Memphis? I had a couple people ask me that, and it's about 40 degrees here, so it's not piping hot, but when I left, I flew out of Minneapolis, and when I left last night, it was -5, so it does feel warmer here, but it's still not like you're going to the beach if you're traveling down here in a few days.
Yeah, not going to be a real warm one down
to
there.
To the beach,
yeah.
Okay, I got you. You had a chance, however, though, to make it over to the Iowa State football practice today, and then afterwards talking to players and coaches. Kind of fill everybody in on what you were able to ascertain from them.
Yeah, so it's interesting because Iowa State plays Saturday. They flew in yesterday, and so other than the fact that they're away from home, this is like a normal week for them. They don't normally practice on Mondays, and so that didn't affect them. And now they're kind of into a normal week preparation, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then play Saturday. So I think from that standpoint, you kind of, you know, maybe like it from Iowa State's standpoint. You know, Matt Campbell likes that because they're in the routine. Now they're going to spend the whole week here, and that was one of the things I asked Matt Campbell, and I think I asked Kyle Kemp too, is, how do you kind of balance the enjoying a bowl experience, but also, you know, they've said they want to win this game, obviously. And so Campbell said there's kind of a recipe to bowl game success. You know, it can get away from you if you don't focus on making sure that everything kind of goes normally and the practice and stuff like that. So they're trying to kind of follow a plan in that regard, you know, like he did at Toledo. And they'll do some things and they'll get out and do some different things as a team, but you know, these practices, you know, leading up to this game are important if you're going to have success on Saturday. And so that's obviously one thing. But I think the big talker, again, was Kyle Kemp. He really didn't throw a lot in November. He kind of revealed that today. I asked him what November was like for him. And he said the week of the Baylor game, he didn't throw at all. And then the week of the Kansas State game, he didn't throw very much. And so he wasn't 100% in that game, was still pretty decent. I think he went like 26 of 34, but he's 100% healthy now, he said. And the big question there is this his last game in an Iowa State uniform? He hopes that he has another season ahead of him. There's still no answer on his possible sixth year, but that's something that he talked a little bit more about today. But he's going into Saturday assuming it's the last game because he just has no idea. So he'll play as if it's his last game at Iowa State, but hope that that will be different here in a few weeks.
Alex, any idea what the timeline is going to be?
So when you kind of sit back and assess everything, and you say he really doesn't know yet, was there a feeling from the coaches that he had a 50-50 chance, or really is it just what you just mentioned? Is it a coin flip?
Yeah, publicly they're not saying, and I've talked to some people behind the scenes, and they really don't know. I mean, 6 years can go different ways. There's really no rhyme or reason sometimes with the way the NCAA handles a six-year possibility. Kyle Kemp, you know, in Iowa State are kind of going under the, I guess, the rule. It's not an official NCAA bylaw, but the rule is called the runoff rule, which is basically when a player has maybe been run off by a new coaching staff. And Mike Riley left Oregon State in 2014, and Kyle Kemp transferred shortly after that to Hutchinson Community College. Didn't play there, and then came to Iowa State. And we asked him today, were you run off by Oregon State? And he didn't say much. He just said, they told me I wasn't going to play. So I think they were pretty blunt with him that Oregon State was no longer a fit for him. And so Iowa State's hoping that that and the combination of not playing at the junior college will help him some. There's not a lot of precedent here, so they're still kind of wait and see. Kemp thought maybe by the time he starts second semester, because he does still have to graduate either way next May, which is January 8th is when they begin second semester classes. He thought he should maybe know by then. So this week I think the NCAA offices are mostly closed, but nobody really knows. I would probably go on the side of it's probably not going to happen just because I think that's typically the way the NCAA goes. But, you know, I think there's maybe an outside shot that they'll see something in this case and relate it back and give them that 6 years still.
Well, we know if Kemp isn't back, it'll be Zeb Nolan will be competing with the job. Riel Mitchell comes in. And, of course, Devin Moore, who sat out last year with that knee injury and redshirted the freshman from Waterloo. They've also been sniffing around the grad transfer quarterback market. They had the kid in from Washington a few weeks back. What else are you hearing on that front? Any other names, any other possibilities starting to crop up?
Yeah, not a ton of other names quite yet. KJ Carter Samuels was the guy from, you know, Washington that's been there for several years, a former four-star, I think top 250 player out of high school, but he's been stuck behind Jake Browning at Washington for the last 2 years. I think Browning comes back for another year, and so he's going to transfer. He's already visited Iowa State, and they'll continue to monitor that situation, but I think their ideal hope is that they'll know Kemp, a certainty on Kemp, you know, within the next couple weeks, probably, like I said, not this week, because I think most of those compliance offices are closed through the new year. But if they found out next week or right around mid-January, that would be in time to, if you get them, maybe you're just settled then. And if you don't, then you can make your push in those final 3 weeks of January, because the dead period for recruiting won't lift until, I think it's January, it ends on January 11th. So January 12th, you can start recruiting again through, I think, February 3rd. So if they don't get Kemp back, and if they know by then, at the very least, they'll have from, you know, January 12th, you know, for several weeks then to figure out that quarterback situation, whether it's proceed with Carter Samuels and try to make that push, which they could go out and keep visiting him. He's already visited them, but they could keep going once a week through February, through the first week of February, to see him out in Washington, or maybe pursue other guys and bring them in. So I don't think they've moved full steam ahead on any of that. They haven't commented publicly on any kind of transfer stuff. So I think right now they're just kind of focused on this game. See what happens with the NCAA, and then kind of go from there. But I got to imagine for sure that if Kemp's not back, they're going to bring in some kind of, you know, veteran presence, because even if Zeb Nolan is the guy next year, you don't want that backup to be a true or redshirt freshman that throw them into the fire, especially when you do have the pieces around that offense to have a pretty good year again next year.
Okay, then let's get into Iowa State as a unit. Injury update. Montgomery, apparently, is he 100%? What have you heard on him?
Yeah, he was 100%, and he was out there today, looked fine, was doing everything with them. Kemp has obviously been the other injury. I mentioned him before, but he told me he's 100%. I asked him, and he didn't really want to talk about it much other than to say he was 100%. He said that he wasn't playing at 100% really for the entire month of November, but they gave him quite a bit of time off, and he was out there with the first team and was fine. Those were the two major injuries, and anything else would have been kind of bumps and bruises. So going into this game, they should be at full strength in terms of what they've had, you know, really since back in November.
Well, the matchup with Memphis, a high-powered offense, we know about that, Alex. What have they said when they're looking on the other side? What are the expectations going up against the Tigers?
Yeah, so, you know, when you look at Memphis, they've got the number four total offense in the country and the number two scoring offense in the country. And the two of the three teams ahead of them in total offense are Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. And the two teams directly behind them in scoring offense are Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. And so that's kind of what Matt Campbell said, is that when you watch them on tape, the thing that stands out about them is their speed. And he said that in a lot of ways, with some of the things that they do because of their speed and their skilled players, they remind you of some of the Big 12 teams they've faced. And so I think that in that regard, they're pretty well versed in terms of what to expect. You know, it's just kind of different personnel that they need to get used to and figure out a couple key guys, you know, such as All-American wide receiver Anthony Miller. That's obviously going to be a key matchup in this game. But, you know, Campbell said that their speed kind of reminds you, maybe not exactly, but reminds you of a TCU, where some of their skill players, like their receivers and their quarterback, reminds you like Oklahoma State. So they do put up a lot of points. They do put up a lot of numbers on offense. But I think Iowa State's well-versed in it, just from the standpoint of they see some similarities from some of these Big 12 teams. It's not this grounded, run it, and, you know, kind of waste the clock away. You know, they want to move at a fast pace like some of these other teams they faced. And one of the interesting things I was looking at today, you know, with the Pro Football Focus numbers, is Riley Ferguson, their quarterback. Campbell really likes him and the continuity he's had in that system for now 2 years. They've had designed rollouts for him. 70 of his attempts have been on designed rollouts, which leads FBS. And so he's not really a threat with his feet, but Memphis rolls him out a ton. And I think that's one thing Iowa State's going to have to kind of key in on, especially when he's targeting Anthony Miller.
Having a conversation right now with Alex Halstead, 24/7 Cyclone Alert. Alex, I'm real curious about this. I know the game is sold out. There'll be 25,000 plus Iowa State fans in the stadium. However, Iowa State still is playing on Memphis home field. Has there been much discussion about that, or is that like pretty much, okay, we know what it is and we know what we have to do?
Actually, you know, Kyle Kemp brought that up on his own today. I didn't ask him about that, but he, in response to one of my questions, he said, you know, there is the challenge of, you know, you're playing on their home field. And so I think it's still there. I think they view it as an adversity type thing. I think Matt Campbell has always said that when you go on the road, that kind of adds an element of adversity, because there's so many different things you have to deal with on a road trip and making sure you're kind of focused on that road trip, whereas at home you're kind of so used to some of those things. And so even if the crowd's 50-50, which I think a lot of people think it's going to be, like you mentioned, closer to that 25,000 number for Iowa State fans, they still do feel and talk about it as a road game in terms of just the familiarity that Memphis has with that stadium, whether it's even something about the wind and kicking field goals and that sort of thing. I think they still view it as that road game and that adversity. And so whether that means anything, I don't know, but I think they do feel like it's still that road game, and that's at least on their mindset of a reason that they need to pay especially close attention to detail like they would if they went to Kansas State or something like that. So, you know, I think it kind of died away once we saw the ticket numbers come up in terms of the fan discussion. But like I said, Kyle Kemp brought it up today, so I think it's still something that the players at least talk about.
Alex, we talked to you a week ago on the eve of the first ever December signing day for high school prospects in college football. It's come and gone. Iowa State puts together a nice class. We knew that going in, but as you look upon it, with what you do at 24/7 Sports and all the certainly recruiting stories that you do, did you like this December signing period? Is it going to ease up certainly the work you're going to have to do in January and February? But your thoughts overall on this first signing date in December?
Yeah, I think it worked out well for Iowa State in terms of it went according to plan. There were no surprises, which I think is a good thing, even though, you know, sometimes you want that big surprise, maybe that's a four-star, but no surprises can be a good thing on signing day, too, because it means nobody flipped away from you. Some schools had, you know, others, you know, blue bloods come in at that last minute. There's a couple guys that even flipped on signing day, and Iowa State didn't have that. Everybody signed that was expected to, and now they've probably got three or four scholarships left, and so it kind of really lets them focus in on guys in January and finish out. And the guys that they're going to focus in on for the most part initially are pretty highly regarded guys. And so I think from that standpoint, it's good for Iowa State because now they can kind of focus in. And we've seen them in a 10-day span, they picked up four commitments for 2019. So we've already seen the early signing day kind of speed up their process for the next class as they shift focus and put more effort into 2019 because they wrapped up 2018. So I think Iowa State's early class turned out, like you said, to be a good one. I think it's a small one. They only signed 18 kids so far, and so ranking-wise, it's not quite where they want it to be eventually, but in terms of like the average rating and stuff, It's right up there with the best in school history and the best that Campbell's put up. And beyond that, there's a lot of depth. You know, one of the numbers I threw out was in the last three classes, Matt Campbell's had 34 players with a 24/7 sports composite of 84+, which is a mid three-star. And in the six classes before Campbell, they had 34. So in 3 years, he's matched the previous six classes in that regard. And so I think you've seen just more depth in the classes, where they're not necessarily top-heavy, even when you are getting good players.
Alex, let's go then to the hardwood before we lose you here out of Memphis. So I'm real curious, and Trent and I had a little bit of a conversation about this just before you came on, with Hawkeye fans traveling to Memphis. How difficult is it going to be with somewhat of a sparser crowd at Hilton for basketball on Friday night and no students?
Yeah, I think that's a bad thing for break games in general. Then you add this on top of it. It's been kind of weird the last couple of years. The students have missed two Big 12 games because I know Iowa State can't really do anything about it. It's the Big 12 that schedules them, but they're going to have Kansas State and Texas, and students aren't going to be able to go to either. I think it's kind of a bummer probably for students because it takes you down to seven Big 12 games, but it's also, like you said, the atmosphere. The atmosphere is much different when there's no students there, and when you don't have students for two Big 12 games and change that atmosphere for two Big 12 games, I think it does impact things. I don't know if, you know, home court advantage plays so much more of a role in basketball than football, obviously, and I think Iowa State feeds off that. And so that's going to be interesting to me, and then you have the bowl game. I've heard a couple of people who bought those student tickets in that area, but then there's been a lot of people who have been encouraging other people to just give away their season tickets if they're going to Memphis because to get people there. So there's been this call for people to be at that game, and that's an important game for them to beat Kansas State. That's a game you have to probably win if you want to be anywhere in this NCAA tournament discussion. So I'm interested to see how it turns out because I think that game and even Monday could be interesting in terms of crowds, and those are two important games. I know Iowa State can't do anything about that, and I think maybe Jamie Powler said it. Obviously, you'd like to have this problem because you want to be in a bowl game, but it is going to be interesting as they begin Big 12 play and what that atmosphere is like. And like we said, you know, I think the crowd does impact some of those games.
Well, we know the ankle injury to Hans Brace, certainly something to keep an eye on. Tally making his way back. What are you hearing on the injury front and the expectations for them for Friday night?
So Jacoby Long still had that concussion. It's taken longer because it's a frontal lobe concussion, supposedly. I guess that's the term. And that, you know, has taken longer. He did come back. I think it was the Iowa game, played for a few minutes, and then it was bothering him. So they took him back out, and he hasn't played since. He was going to be reevaluated. I think they got back to practice today and or tomorrow, and so he was going to get reevaluated, and then they were going to know on him. They thought, you know, Prohm was cautiously optimistic that he would maybe return to at least being available for Kansas State. Tally was going to get an MRI, I think, tomorrow, and I don't think he'll probably play in these first couple of 12 games, but we'll find out then how close he is, but he could still be a few weeks out. And then Brace is the one that popped up most recently that took him down to seven players, and he sounded like just an ankle tweak, but he was going to be evaluated today because the team's been gone and they were going to get back to practice today. So all those guys are going to get reevaluated, but I don't expect Hans Brace to be long-term. I think he could play Friday, maybe Monday if not. And Jacoby, it seemed like, was inching towards playing. He's been doing 5-on-0 drills and was dressed for the last game just for warm-up purposes. They didn't have enough players to warm up, supposedly, if he didn't dress. So that's the case. But a lot of injuries for them, but I think at least two of those guys, Brace and Jacoby, should be back in the very near future.
Any of the football guys give you any indication that after the bowl game that they might show up on the hardwood?
They didn't, but I think talking to Prohm, you know, off to the side after one of these last things, he didn't sound like it would probably happen unless they really dealt with a lot of injuries. He said he would not look at a player unless they were a senior that was going to graduate. So I know Hakeem Butler's joked about it, but he wouldn't take him because he's still got a future ahead of him in football and isn't going to graduate. Lazard's going to be focused on the NFL. I know one guy I think that's interested and is going to graduate, so it would be interesting that we see is Marchie Murdoch. But I don't think they've done anything serious there. But Marchie Murdoch would probably be the only realistic option at this point if they did anything and have these injuries moving forward.
All right, let's get to the real important stuff. You're in Memphis, so what are you hitting up? What's going to be the hot spot for you and the Cyclone crew down there?
Well, I think I got to get to Beale Street. I came down a few years. I've been to Memphis one other time, and I know Beale Street gets pretty crazy, but there's that. I think Graceland is something I didn't hit up last time that I've heard a lot about, and there's a couple. I think there's a civil rights museum too that's supposed to be cool, though I Googled it today during some downtime and it's closed. So got to figure all that out, but there's quite a bit to do here, and I think quite a few places to eat, especially if you like barbecue, I think.
You'll be in good shape there. Jimmy B, any recommendations for young Alex?
I know he mentioned Graceland. You got to go see where the king resided. There's nothing else like it on the planet. And also, when you head to Beale Street, as I recommend to everybody, BB King's. You got to give that a shout, and it's really a good spot.
Yeah, I definitely have to check out Graceland because I've heard about that and I missed it last time. And I don't know if I've been to BB King, but I've read about it and walked by it at least. So I'll have to check that out, and hopefully I'll have a report for you guys next time.
Sounds good, Alex.
That'll be great.
Safe travels back. Enjoy your time in Memphis.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Have a good new year.
You too. That's Alex Halstead, 24/7 Sports and CycloneAlert.com. You a little jealous, Jimmy B? It's not much warmer down there, but here we are, and you got Halstead out there running up and down Beale Street. You love the blues music. You love a cocktail. You're kind of joint.
Look, it is my kind of joint. I've always liked that ever since I discovered music as a young lad. You said it's not that much different. It's freaking 9 degrees out, and it's 40 in Memphis. So, to me, that's a lot different than what we have right now here.
Yeah.
So think about that. So, from that, and this weekend here, the high is going to be like 5. So, in the game, it'll be played probably in 35 to 40 degree weather, and with at least, and even if the sun is out, Trent, you know, you go to games all the time. If the sun's out and it's 40 degrees, it's not that bad.
Yeah, you're trying to put lipstick on a pig. You go to a bowl game, you're hoping for something a little bit better than 40.
I agree with you.
Or 30, like I was going to get tomorrow in the Pinstripe Bowl. Good God.
Yeah,
I sat through one of those before. I sat in South Beach. And the coldest Orange Bowl on record. I sat through that monstrosity. It's not fun. It's fun being at a bowl game, but cold weather for a bowl game, not quite the same.
No, you always want to go to a warm weather bowl. There's no question about it. They're the best. And when you're in the Midwest if you're in the Pacific Northwest or the Mountain States or the Northeast, man, oh, man, you're just hoping that whichever team you follow goes to Florida or California or Texas or generally Tennessee at this time of the year. It's generally not 40. It's generally around 50 to 55. But, you know, that's a big difference from 40.
Yeah.
But you're always hoping that you get an opportunity for a warm weather bowl.
Well, let's take a quick break. Enough of this garbage weather talk. Let's talk sports. We'll talk NFL coming up next here as we take you up until 5 o'clock. The Hawkeye Huddle then from 5 until 6 o'clock. All here on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Sponsored by Sprint. Just in time for the holidays, get a great deal on a Samsung device. Hurry into a Sprint store. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit Sprint.com/deals. Works for me. Restrictions apply.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, O'Reilly. Don't miss the one-day sale Tuesday, December 26th at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in and save $12 instantly on a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Bosch Icon wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of our free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check afsp.org/Iowa. For more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out of darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, online, afsp.org/Iowa.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 North East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, co-workers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We are done in just a few minutes, but the Hawkeye huddle and reports coming up from New York City as well in the next hour as Iowa gets ready for the Pinstripe Bowl, which is set for tomorrow afternoon against Boston College. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, Trent, because I saw the pictures and everything on Twitter. The guys were down at the Wall Street today. Mm-hmm. And they make all the rounds in New York City. Look, it's still a good trip for the team, right?
No.
I mean, no?
No.
No?
No.
It's a good trip for the team.
Is it?
You play college, I mean,
you play college football. You want to go somewhere warm, Jim. I don't know what part of this you don't understand.
No, I get that. I get that. But that's for the fans, the players. They want to play another game. They want to play another game. Okay, so they're relegated to the Pinstripe Bowl. Okay, I get it. In 30 degrees, there's not going to be any snow on the ground, so that's a plus. And they're going to play a team that plays like they do, a slow plodding team that they might have an opportunity to snap that long losing streak.
You want to go somewhere warm. You want to go somewhere where you can...
I know. Yes, yeah. I do.
So, no, this isn't. You think this is what... Do you think this is how Josie Jewell imagined his senior year going like? If finishing up playing in Yankee Stadium in a football game against Boston College is...
Hey, it's pretty cool to play in Yankee Stadium. Pretty cool to play in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, if you're a baseball player. If you're a baseball player, absolutely. somebody at Christmas asked... Well, you're not going to the game? You don't want to see Yankee? Yeah, I want to see Yankee Stadium. I want to watch a Yankee game at Yankee Stadium. I want to watch a football game at Yankee Stadium. You can try to put lipstick on this pig, Jimmy B, but I'm not buying it. I understand. New York is a wonderful city. You know what? There's a lot of wonderful cities. London is a beautiful city.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. I don't want to go over there and watch a football game. I don't. That's not what I want to do. I don't want to go in December and watch a football game at Yankee Stadium. I'll go to New York in the summer. I'll go there when I want to make a trip during the summertime. I don't want to go there in the winter. I don't want to go there for something like this. Absolutely not. Enough. The players,
no, you don't. You're
fans,
a fan. You're a fan.
But the players said the same thing. The players have said the same thing. Josie Jewell said the same thing. Yeah, it's not how you expect your career to finish up playing in New York as a football guy. Playing in college football in New York City, it just doesn't work, Jimmy B. It just doesn't. And you can try everything you want. It's not anything.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know you're trying, Jim. And we'll be watching tomorrow afternoon. And we'll be watching. Yep. But again, 4:15 game, middle of the week, middle of the afternoon. It doesn't work.
Is the Pinstripe better than the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit that's on right now?
Well, I guess you get a day in between Christmas and it, but that's about it. And
it's indoors. It's indoors.
Did you see that fake punt that Northern Illinois tried to run?
Yeah.
4th and 18. The punter's in his own end zone. 4th and 18, throws a 10-yard pass. It didn't work, and Duke has just gone up 14-0 in that one.
Yeah.
Utah continued their winning ways in bowl games with Kyle Whittingham earlier today as they ran past West Virginia. No Will Greer in that game, Jimmy B, and a huge difference not having him in there for the Mountaineers.
I agree with you, and they are not the same team unless Will Greer is the quarterback. The news in the NFL is also the New England Patriots signing linebacker James Harrison after he was cut and cleared waivers by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Unbelievable what Belichick will do to get an edge, because he knows he's going to see Pittsburgh again.
Why not, right? Pittsburgh didn't want him. Pittsburgh didn't want him.
No.
It's fair game.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
There are plenty of things that annoy me about the Patriots and the breaks they got. You know, the touchdown, the overturn call against the Bills on Sunday. That one, just an absolute head-scratcher. But this is fair game. This isn't shadiness. This isn't cutting corners. This was an opportunity to sign a guy that has shown ability still at this advanced age to play. And how about Brady and him? You think they're going to be talking about workout tips together? Harrison, I love Brady to come up. Hey, I got this great system. Harrison will put him in a locker.
That's great. We are done, but the Hawkeye Huddle is coming up. More on Iowa and Boston College in the Pinstripe Bowl for a whole hour from 5 to 6. Trent and I will return tomorrow bright and early at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
The Kansas City Chiefs play here. 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Because holiday vacations happen even when payroll is due, call Account Temps. They provide accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis and fast. Visit accounttemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Macy's After Christmas Sale is going on now. Get the lowest price of the year on the Radley 5-Piece Sectional, only $1,599. Or a Tribeca Gray Queen Panel Bed, $289. Plus, it's our biggest mattress sale of the season. Get a Serta Calm Haven 2-Piece Queen Set, $279. And free white glove delivery and setup on any mattress purchase of $787. Shop in-store, online, or call 1-800-BUY-MACY. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews.
Look, Mom! Uncle Bill got us a drum set! Yeah!
That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels for the deals you won't find anywhere else. Go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only after booking.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
It costs $15 per day to provide the necessary shelter, food, and veterinary care for every animal at the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. And right now, we have over 1,000 animals in our care. For as little as $5 a month, you can join our Loyal Friends Club to ensure that the ARL will continue to be there for animals in need. The need is now. The need is local. Visit arl-iowa.org/donate to start.